So you're going to be presenting tomorrow at this conference. You're going to be giving your own State of the Union address. Give us some of the key points right now.
Well, State of the Union for Financial Management. Just want to clarify. I think right now we're at a critical point, and the president just released his budget earlier this week. The budget is a balanced approach that makes a lot of tough choices. There's a lot of cuts that federal agencies are facing, and the financial manager community plays a critical role in carrying out those cuts in a way that we're not compromising the service that we're providing for the American people. So it's never been more important for financial managers to be on their game and to help figure out agencies with their agencies how to be more efficient, how to cut down on error, how to find new ways of doing business, whether it's innovations, whether it's using your real estate more effectively, whether it's finding those non-essential items that can be cut from budgets in a way that help us live within our means, live within the cuts that the president has asked us to live within, but at the same time continue to improve the way our government agencies are operating. We have a lot of different items on our agenda to help agencies do that the CFOs are collaborating on, and tomorrow I'm going to walk through that agenda and make sure everyone leaves with a good sense of how we're taking these issues forward.
So you have a lot on your plate, a lot you want to accomplish. Can I ask you to give a report card right now? How are we doing when we're looking at the agencies?
I think we're doing very, very well. In particular, let me outline some critical successes that can be built upon. The president has made cutting waste a major priority in a lot of different ways. He has set very bold goals for the government to help eliminate waste and become more efficient. For example, he in 2010 asked federal agencies to do better on improper payments and to prevent $50 billion in improper payments by 2013. Mm-hmm. Since he put that mile marker down, every year since then, the error rate that federal agencies measure has gone down in a way that has helped us prevent $20 billion in improper payments so far. We still have a long way to go to get the $50 billion. This is a big year, but $20 billion in prevented improper payments is a great foundation point. Let me give you another example, real estate. The president also drew a line in the sand and said, we got to do better managing our real estate, offloading those properties we no longer need. He set a goal of $3 billion by 2013. We are halfway there. We have a dashboard that's up on performance.gov that shows what each agency's contribution is to the $3 billion goal and where they are. As of today, we stand at $1.5 billion in savings due to better practices with real estate. Again, we're not all the way to the goal, but it's a critical foundation point to build on. Last point. In November of this year, the president issued an executive order under the campaign to cut waste, where he asked federal agencies, in particular called out CFOs in the executive order, to do a better job on cutting costs in a variety of different administrative areas, including, for example, travel, conferences, information technology, printing. And he set a goal of 20% cuts across the board. And earlier this week when the president's budget was released, we put up a table in the president's budget that shows each agency's contribution to that 20% and what it adds to. And it adds to $8 billion in cuts. That's a significant amount of money, the fact that each agency is coming through with a goal for $8 billion. And I already know in talking with the agencies, we're already making progress on that $8 billion because agencies are taking seriously this directive to find ways to cut costs.
This is Federal News Radio, and I'm speaking with Danny Werfel. He's the controller at the Office of Management and Budget. So let's talk a little bit about that progress being made to reduce improper payments, because I know you've said that part of the problem earlier was that data wasn't being measured correctly. It was hard to know what exactly we were measuring. Now agencies have made progress on that. What else do they have to do to get to that goal of reducing it by $50 billion by the end of fiscal 2012?
Well, one of the themes in my talk that I'm going to give tomorrow is about the evolution of a management improvement initiative. And our battle against improper payments essentially started back in 2002. And at that time, we were really trying to get our sea legs under us in terms of how to measure error and how to put in basic corrective actions to try to address that error. Well, we've come a long way. And as you look across the terrain in improper payments, in most cases, not in all, but in most cases, in almost all cases, we have robust error measurements in place. We know what the root causes of these errors are. In most cases, we have kind of a foundational set of corrective actions that are helping us to not only maintain the error rates, but bring them down gradually. The next step is really building on the fact that we now know what the root causes are and we have basic corrective actions to get innovative, to start using technology more effectively. We're looking, for example, at our corporate partners in the credit card industry who are using things called neural networks to look for anomalies to help oversee where there might be identity theft or mistakes in credit card transactions. We're looking to our friends in the counterintelligence community who are using data algorithms to, again, look for anomalies. And we're saying, can we harness those technologies in a way that helps us be smarter about how we oversee federal dollars? And the information age, the fact that there's more information out there than there's ever been before, the fact that technology can gather data in enormous quantities in real time, this is a game-changing opportunity, and we're asking each federal agency to see how that footprint of technology and data can be used, and we're going to help. In particular, we've launched what we call the Do Not Pay Initiative. What that is the Treasury Department is leading an effort to bring together a central tool that helps agencies gather information in one spot about eligibility, things like is the entity suspended and debarred, do they owe an outstanding debt to the federal government, bringing that information in one place, and then, critically important, helping the agency analyze that data. It's one thing to just do a data match, and if it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit. It's another thing to do the data match and analyze it more and see what might I be missing in the data that I'm not seeing to help me be ahead of the fraudsters, ahead of the schemesters, and ahead of any error trends that might emerge.
I want to ask you quickly, you've taken on new responsibilities at the Office of Management and Budget recently since there was a changeover at the top. Tell me a little bit about those new responsibilities and also what you personally find as the biggest challenge and the thing that excites you the most about it.
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, with Jeff Zients, the Deputy Director for Management, moving up to be the Acting Director, Jeff has asked me to take more of a leadership role, leading our efforts across four of the main areas of management within OMB. So I still have a leadership role in financial management, but now an additional leadership role in areas such as information technology, procurement, personnel, performance management.
So you have a full plate.
I have a full plate. It's an honor and privilege to be able to help Jeff and help the administration in this way. I think the biggest challenge is how to synthesize our various communities around this opportunity and challenge that we have in terms of doing more with less. In order to meet the president's charge to absorb these cuts in a way that not only helps us balance the budget, but also does so in a way that continues to improve the way in which government agencies operate and continue their efficiency. It's not just the financial manager. It's not just the accountant. It's really bringing together our information technology experts, our human capital experts, our performance management experts, our acquisition experts, bringing them all together and figuring out how we can work as a community. What are the most critical opportunities that we can capitalize in a coordinated way to help bring government forward? Areas, for example, like shared services, that takes a village, so to speak, in order to make shared services work. Sharing information generally across agencies about where there are opportunities to leverage one another, to be more efficient, I think that's a major priority going forward, and I'm really looking forward to it.
So in the quick time that we have left, on that note, what is the one thing that you hope to accomplish when you're talking about bringing all these people together? In other words, how are you going to measure your success on that point?
That's a very good question. I think we can only be successful if there's two ingredients. One, that we have started a transformational process to change the way government does business that's sustainable and long-term, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in overseeing federal dollars, whether it's in the manner in which we strategically source or use shared services for IT. We have to have a journey here that's transformational and sustainable. But we also have to have quick results. We don't have time to say, well, maybe in 2015 and 16, this will all come together. We have to have interim, specific, measurable outcomes that we can turn back to the taxpayer and say, because of our efforts, because of what you've invested in us, we are giving you a return on investment. So what does success look like? It looks like we have a great plan for real estate going forward, but we hit the $3 billion. We have a great plan for improper payments, but our error rate came down again, and we've achieved the $50 billion goal that the president has asked for. Those, in each of those areas, whether it's IT or procurement, the president has driven us to have very specific numeric goals so that we can turn to the taxpayer and say, did we accomplish it? Was there a return on investment? If we're not hitting those, we weren't successful.